There are thousands, thousands of love songs to choose from. But two jazz musicians, at our request, have given us one more. We invited the guitarist Ben Maunder and singer Theo Bleckman to write a text for their song or to choose one. They picked something from Rumi, the 13th century Persian mystic who has become, improbably, one of the best-known poets in America today. And before they performed, we asked Maunder and Bleckman what they think a love song is.
To me, you know, almost anything could serve as a love song because, like, the correspondence between love and music is if you're in love with every note you're playing, then you're playing a love song, no matter what it is, you know. And conversely, if you're playing, you could be playing My Funny Valentine and be completely disconnected and detached from what you're doing, and it's not much of a love song at all, you know.
It's also not only that you're in love with the music, but that you're also loving the audience or the listener. Not, you know, directly, but that you're open enough to love the listener. So you're not playing for yourself only.
The thing about Rumi and his love poetry is that he often kind of blurs the distinction between personal love and universal or spiritual love. And, you know, that's why his poems are so powerful. We're going to hear one of the Rumi quatrains, of which there are, I think, thousands. And it doesn't have a title. And this is a setting that I did of this particular quatrain.
At night we fall into each other with such grace. When it's light, you throw me back like you do. Now drunk with gold, mine with looking at you. One drunkard takes care of another.
Theo Bleckman singing and Ben Maunder on guitar. Their next performance is February 24th at the Jazz Standard in New York City.